having me.
Well, Australia's largest and longest running Christmas gift appeal is back again, the Kmart Wishing Tree Appeal. Now, this has been going for, the best part of, three and a bit decades now?
Yeah, 34 years we're going into, yeah.
And it's all about helping those in need. As we know, Christmas is not far away now, helping those in our community that need it the most.
Correct. So every year we have a wishing tree in Kmart store and you can bring in a gift. Doesn't have to be purchased from our store, paste it under the wishing tree, and the Salvation Army will come and collect it and give it to someone in need.
Pretty easy, really, and the Salvos do a great job in our community, don't they?
They do. They do a fantastic job. They work closely with a lot of people that are in need, so they know exactly where it needs to go, so it's not just handed out willy-nilly.
Now, annually we have a bit of a chat to them about the Red Shield Appeal, and this is just another one of those events helping out those in the community that do require, because there's a lot of financial pressures, Abby, isn't there, and particularly at this time of year?
Yeah, look, due to COVID last year, our numbers were down, so we're trying to hope to get our numbers back up this year. There is a lot of people in our community that are struggling with loss of jobs, and there's lots of different things out there, so if we could get our gift numbers up again this year, that would be great.
Maybe those people in our community listening this morning have recently been laid off, cost of living, and it's all about assisting families who are struggling. This is where the Kmart Wishing Tree Appeal comes in and helps out. And as you did point out, any gifts at all, put them under the tree and choose a practical gift that will be useful beyond Christmas time.
Yeah, look, so every year we get a lot of younger gifts for kids, but point about that the age 13 to 16 age group we don't get many gifts for, and also dads, we always get a lot of gifts from mums or grandmothers, but always the dads and the grandfathers miss out. So when you are buying gifts, just keep in mind those categories as well.
You've got the express drop-off point located and also click and collect as well.
Yeah, so it'll be at the front of our store, so you don't have to enter our store. A lot of people are a bit reluctant to enter if they're not coming in to buy something. So, yeah, you can just drop it off at the front of the store. There'll be a box there. Also, if you are in store buying other things, when you go through the checkout, there's an option to donate money. You don't have to buy a gift as such. But also this year, when you put your gift under the tree, there is a sticker. And so you put the sticker on the gift, and then one sticker you can write a little message on, stick it on the tree, and we're wanting to fill our tree with as much colour as possible. So
perfect.
Come in, put a little note on that sticker, and stick it on the tree.
Now, Abby, when does it all start? And I'm thinking it runs right up to Christmas, so about the 24th of December it will run to. When does it all begin?
Yep, Monday the 8th of November it will start. So we'll have the tree set up ready to go, and it will go through to close of business on the 24th of December.
34 years, you pointed out, Kmart, Salvation Army, joining together, banding together to help out the Kmart Wishing Tree Appeal. Abby Jones from Burnie Kmart, thanks for your time this morning on 7B Breakfast.
No worries. Thank you so much.